Welcome to Board Gamer, and in this week, we're going to be looking at asking Reddit questions about board gaming. Here we go. So this week, I decided to throw a question out to Reddit and see what the community themselves would say. The question was, is board gaming the next esports style revolution to come? The reason I asked this question is, especially thinking about my own upbringing, when I was young, I used to play loads of video games and I always thought, oh, that's what I want to do for work. I want to grow up playing video games. And my parents didn't really think there was going to be much of a industry or much of a business there, or anything that you could really get money or working in. So I was never really encouraged to do it. Now, looking at how video gaming has just took the world by storm, whether people are directly working in the field or if people are simply as Twitch streamers or esports, it's just a massive thing that I think, at least for myself, I never saw it coming. I never saw the day where people could watch people play video games instead of just playing the video games themselves, but people do. So the question was really, is board gaming going to become that? That was the question we asked you there at Reddit, and let's take a look at how you responded, and me and Matt are going to have a little bit of a response and a react to some of those comments that we see. So to start with, Matt, how would you answer that question? What do you think about, could board games be the next esports?
I don't want to just answer this with no, because you are right. I mean, back when Pong was first created, did he think Ninja would be Twitch streaming to however many million people? I'm sure not. But for me, they are two completely separate entities in terms of video game has that competitive edge because of the genres that you have. Like, you have the sports genres, you have the shooter genres, which is a lot more, I don't want to say aggressive, but it definitely plays into the competitive realm. Now, I'm not saying that board games can't be competitive, and some strategy games, I guess you could even say that chess has kind of molded into that realm. The one thing I'll say about board games, for me personally, and the way that I think a lot of the community feels, is that it's more about the whole, it's getting together with your friends or your family and playing a board game together. And that is the crux of the whole deal for it, where I don't think there's that competitive edge enough for it to make it into an esports genre.
Some really good comments there. I partially agree with you because I do wonder, I don't think it will get quite to that point, but thinking of what people are like, people would happily watch poker. Mm-hmm. Chess is one of the biggest things for chess tournaments. And then you take into account as well things like playthroughs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love watching playthroughs. Typically, those people are more board gaming content creators. So they're doing a variety of things, such as reviews as well. But sometimes there'll be a playthrough. I remember I was watching one and it was just a D&D campaign and I was just loving watching it or listening to it as a podcast. So curious as to, a lot of people have kind of dipped their toes into it, but I haven't yet seen it go bang, like a full revolution. So I'll be interested to see what some comments say. So let's take a look at Reddit and see what you had to say about this question. Could board gaming be the next revolution to come? So we had this one comment here saying, I very much doubt board games will have any kind of esports scene ever. It's already a niche hobby. Competitive board gaming is a niche within that niche as is. Much as I love playing board games, I'd be bored to tears if I had to watch others play it in a competitive environment. TCG, or trading card games, as esports, were as close as you'll ever get, and even then, that scene was already considered a fairly small one relative to other esports. And then someone commented, are we going to ignore chess? So what do you think to their comment there?
No, I do agree with what that person was saying originally. And the one after, I'll just read the first sentence where it says, "You mean the board game and its iterations that existed for 1500 years. I think that is where you have to kind of draw the line a little bit.
Yeah, that's understandable. Because,
yeah, chess, I mean, as that guy said, it's been played for centuries, so it's hard to compare the two. This is a really hard one to answer.
That's why I love the question. Just getting the conversation going and seeing how people say, you know?
Yeah.
It's fascinating to think of because there's been avenues, it's already begun, but how far will it go?
Yeah, I know they have the World Series board game. I think I've said that right, WSB. They have it in Vegas every year. A lot of people take it very seriously. I know there was a June Imperium tournament, and there was also a Brass Birmingham one where people train pretty much every day on these games. So it does technically kind of exist, but it's just one event for the year where it's not like this. I mean, Twitch, that's, I know you've got the whole thing of just like general streaming and talking to the audience, but now that the competitive esports person, they train on Twitch every day and that's like their whole hobby, where I don't see it going down that route.
Yeah, that's a good thought. Yeah, I know what you mean there. Brilliant.
So, you know what, actually, can I just ask you a question? The last part of that said, "I'd be bored to tears if I had to watch others play in a competitive environment." Do you agree with that?
No. Personally, no. I remember watching the Twilight Imperium final and it was really good. But I think it's because I'm watching it and learning things from it as well. And I find it really fascinating. I think part of it is if you have an invested interest in that specific game, then you'll find it more interesting than...
Yeah. No. I do agree with that. I think for me personally, I'd only want to watch the final. I mean, I love sports and I can watch however much football a day. But in terms of comparing that to a board game, I think that is like chalk and cheese for me. Mm. Where I think I'd find some enjoyment in watching the final, but just hours and hours of Brass Birmingham or something, I do kind of agree with that person. Not to the whole extent, but yeah.
So there you go. There's our thoughts on that. On to our next comment. Someone said, "No, unless there's a sudden rise of people live streaming board game sessions." But there was a really interesting comment where someone commented that Heavy Cardboard have already been doing this for a couple of years. So whilst their answer should be no, you never know, because the hobby could get bogged down with this sort of stuff like esports. And that's essentially the idea of what they're saying. But they did comment that if you want to play competitively in a tournament settings, there indeed are several of them, Catan being mentioned. And I have seen that myself. I've been to different cafes where they've been hosting Catan World tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that does take place, but yet still in a tournament setting, not so much in a streaming setting.
Yeah, I think that person made a really good point about Heavy Cardboard. I really enjoy their channel. You know what? They don't seem to put that much content anymore, which is a shame. There was a great one with Brass Birmingham. That's originally how I learned the game, is by watching their teach and playthrough. And it was amazing. Two reasons. One, they had Martin Fowler. And this guy is a programming legend. Nothing to do with board gaming whatsoever. But in terms of software design and programming, there's actually a really interesting article that he wrote about I'm going way off topic here, but the testing pyramid. And that's originally how I learned how to write tests in software. And I was watching it and I was like, wait there, I've read this guy's books before. And he was on Heavy Cardboard, and he's from Dudley, I think. And he gave such an amazing teach on Brass Birmingham, and he went all into the different industries and how they created the game, different locations on the map, and he was teaching them to an American audience. So they had no idea. I don't think they could even say Worcestershire. So it was really interesting watching that. They've gone into like the heavy games, teaching them, playing competitively for a while. So I think this person does make a good point in that. The Catan one, I think I have actually watched tournaments of that before. Again, how exhilarating is that? I'm not too sure. Maybe that's another question. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is the thing. I'm just curious as to if our initial reaction is saying, no, we wouldn't watch it. But then if you think of a specific board game influencer that you like,
mm-hmm.
and now you imagine that they are going to be at a board game tournament coming up near you,
yeah,
you'd probably be more likely to watch their matches. Because you'd be interested to go, wow, I really value their opinion. I've been following them on social media for a couple of years and I want to see how they play this.
Yeah.
You'd be more invested in watching it, especially if it's one that's got some strategy. You think, like you mentioned Brass Birmingham earlier on in the podcast. If you knew that someone was going to be playing a Brass Birmingham tournament, you'd be thinking, I'm really curious as to how he does these strategies in this situation. Or how he reacts to this, that, or the other.
Yeah.
Probably more than if we're just generally watching people we don't know.
Yeah, the thing is with this, though, is what enjoyment are you getting from it? Like, I know quite a few people who are pretty good at board games, but they're not at the point where they'd annihilate everyone at every game.
Mm.
And if you get to that point, I just don't think the people that you play with are going to enjoy it.
Mm, yeah, that's a good point. I think there is a difference, isn't there, about when you're choosing to play competitively versus choosing to play as friends. I think there's definitely a difference there.
Yeah, I mean, I like, it depends on the people I'm with. Half the time, if I feel I've played the game before and I'm doing a teach and it's with a whole new set of people, I'll not on purpose lose, but I definitely, my focus will not be on winning the game. It's more on making sure that everyone else is having a good time and that they're picking up all the mechanics of the game, that kind of thing, more than how am I going to do X strategy or whatever. I think it could be a bit tricky.
But here's a thought. To what point is anything attention grabbing enough that it's simply just because it's been hyped up? I'll give you an example. I remember watching a few years back PewDiePie, you know, for a while he was YouTube's number one. I'm not sure if he still is, but it was YouTube's number one most subscribed channel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing Goat Simulator.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching someone play a game where they're pretending to be a goat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we could say all of this like, yeah, but it's not interesting enough to watch. I'm watching someone play a game, pretend to be a goat, and it's getting thousands and thousands of views.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's because of who's playing it.
Yeah.
So at what point is it simply because of hype? Do we have more of an interest in something?
Oh.
That's another question for Reddit. I'm scared to see the replies to that. So should we move on to our next question?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, so this person, I mean, I don't want to reiterate the same points, but he's kind of saying what similar things to what we said. But he makes a good point that most people that play niche board games aren't actively seeking out tournaments. Best you'll get is BGA tournaments or local ones. I haven't played a BGA tournament yet. I see them, they pop up on my feed. There's an ELO for each game.
Mm.
And once you get past a certain ELO, you qualify that you can enter tournaments.
Mm.
So I think that I can only enter 7-wonder draw tournaments if I wanted to.
You do play a lot, though.
I'll go on to the next part. He just mentions a few games that they have that. But this person says, I love board games, but don't care for tournaments in the least bit because many board games are designed with everyone wanting to win. That can break if people get salty or realize they're going to lose. They can essentially become a kingmaker by taking purposefully suboptimal moves to help out other individuals. Sure, that might be bad sport, but I've seen it happen frequently at smaller tournaments. I've had friends play in at Magfest, and I hadn't thought about that at all. Mm-hmm. 'Cause then if you break the board games down competitively, what are you going to have? Are you going to have referees like looking over each game? And then there's so many, and you might have to have like a whole, I don't know what the word is for it, like a committee that comes together to decide how tournaments should be formatted.
With tournament rules.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking about like football, they've got FIFA as the confederation over all of it. Don't get me wrong, they're very corrupt, so it doesn't exactly work. But
this is going to be the most hated podcast episode we've ever done.
I think it's the general consensus that no one likes FIFA, but the thing is, they have like a body looking over it. Would, if this was to get introduced, would the same apply? Mm. Where you'd have to have this ultimate board game committee that looks after?
Yeah. Doesn't it depend on the game as well? Because I'm thinking, we're talking about board games in a streaming setting, but for example, there is a massive difference to if you've got someone who is, say, a Twitch streamer of League of Legends compared to someone that is a Twitch streamer of a simulator game.
Yeah.
Or a Twitch streamer of FIFA. They're very different games, very different entirely. And some of them are even head-to-head directly. So how that is managed is very different in each circumstance. So really, if it was to become something, would it be something that would be very dependent on having game-specific management?
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I mean, we've got, I mean, take like any most board game conventions have tournaments where you pay to enter the tournament with a prize at the end.
Yeah, but the prize is normally like so minimal that there's no real. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's big uproars about tournaments and stuff in the board gaming community, but from what I've heard, there's not really. I don't know. The prizes have always been like that's like a board game or something. Do you know what I mean?
So that's my thought. People are playing competitively, but only for lighter things. Like, it just makes me think, at what point did poker start becoming this thing that people play it, investing millions into?
The thing is with poker, though, is poker's always been a gambling game.
Yeah, yeah. Bad illustration.
Yeah. I don't know.
It is a game nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, okay, so if you was to break, I hate this word, but it comes up all the time, is people saying, oh, I love a cozy game.
Okay, right.
And I'm trying to think, like, what's that farming one? That's
which one?
The video game one.
Stardew Valley.
Yes, yeah. So for that maybe I'm wrong here. I've done no research into this whatsoever, but I don't think there would be esports person for Stardew Valley. And I find that a lot of the board games now appeal to that cozy theme, which isn't the nature of an esports tournament. It would more have to lean into the heavy strategy games that I think we've said it before, they're kind of like chess in a box. So
see, the thing that's got me so curious and the reason I wanted to ask this question is something I've noticed is that where people can make something competitive, they do make it competitive. I remember when I discovered speedrunning was a thing. I'm like, what? When I was young, I would have never thought to trying to rush through playing a game. It never would have even entered my mind. And yet it's become a thing.
Yeah.
It's become a competitive thing. So with the nature of the way people are, if they can make something competitive, they will. I'm surprised we haven't seen board gaming become a bigger thing than it is.
Yeah.
The next one I wanted to have a look at was a really interesting comment where they use D&D as an example. So this one says, D&D live play is such a huge market, I feel like we're already there, at least with that. I don't know if competitive board gaming would ever really be a thing, but I could see another tabletop style show coming up, but it would require a lot on the personalities of the participants. Really good comment. The reason is it made me think about Vox Machina, which was based on the web series of Critical Role, which was based on some friends who were playing a Pathfinder D&D session and were streaming it. So if you look at how that snowballed from just some friends playing D&D, streaming it, then that being picked up and used as a whole TV series, mm-hmm. which most people have heard of now, which is crazy. And I thought that's a really interesting comment, because perhaps we might not, I'm not saying we're going to go ahead and see Brass Birmingham the movie.
but you're going to see Monopoly the movie.
You're joking.
Yeah. Margot Robbie's in it.
Oh, my life.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. They'll make a movie out of anything nowadays, aren't they? But it's interesting to think, though, that these people were streaming D&D. And I think I mentioned it earlier on in the podcast, but I have watched some RPG streaming myself, and especially listened to it as a podcast. So that's a thing. So where would we find that crossover? I don't know. What's your thoughts?
I think this the path that you could go down in terms of the media output, rather than Twitch streaming and esports, I think the way that we could go is more channels like No Bars Rolled. I don't know if you've
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. Where they do it kind of like each one as a TV series, and as their break, there's like six or seven of them, or well, however many is can play in one certain game. And the way that they kind of break it down is they'll do the move, and then it will break away, and they might do like a camera shot of them explaining, oh, I can't believe he's just done this. And it's a very niche way of doing it, but I could see that evolving more instead of maybe the Twitch streamer competitive edge. And kind of like how this person said, like D&D live play, but maybe it'd be the live play of board games.
Yeah, that's interesting. In fact, their second comment, I think, adds a lot to this thought here, because they went on to say that board games are much more slower paced and more centered around friends just hanging out.
Yeah.
I thought that's a very interesting point, that there is a different feeling, I suppose, with board games than video games. Like video games, you know, even back when playing Mario Kart, it's always like a little bit of a competitive edge to it. Whereas sometimes board games generally are centered around having a nice time with friends.
Yeah.
Although it very much depends, because I suppose that's it, isn't it? You know, if you've got, I think you have different types of gamers as well in that, you know, you could have a whole group. I was just talking to a friend the other day, whole group. And if one person's at the table playing it really seriously and the other person's playing it just for a bit of fun, like when we played Architects, that's a very different thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe like if you were going into it with competitive thoughts and everyone was, you'd approach that game in a totally different way.
No, that is a very valid point. I always notice whenever I play with friends, and especially, I don't know, normally if it's a group that have played a lot of heavy games, my mindset is very different compared to just with family or something. So I do see that as a point, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good thought. So thank you for that comment there. On to the next one.
So this person said, the esports model, probably not, but board games viewership as an entertainment consumption model, definitely yes. If Heavy Cardboard can put out a 3-hour video of John Company that gets 75,000 views since last year, then I think there's demand. I think this raises a good point. I don't think it will shift in terms of that esports model, but there's definitely a point there. 75,000 people that can watch John Company. I mean, that is one tough game.
Yeah.
I haven't played it. I watched Shut Up and Sit Down's video, amazing video of it. I really want to give it a go. I don't know if I want to be that person that's going to invest that time to completely learn the ins and outs of John Company. But yeah, I think if people are willing to watch that, then maybe the live model and having that is something that people would be willing to have a go.
They made a really good comment at the end. I really like this comment here. They said, there's absolutely a market somewhere for people to watch board games. What form it takes? Probably not sports format with big flashy prizes, sponsored teams, etc.
Yeah, no, I do agree. And also, I think, I mean, this is a whole different topic, but I think esports can often play on the younger generation as well.
That's true.
The Twitch, not the Twitch, sorry, the Fortnite competition. This, I'm showing my age here, it was probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And the person that won that was, I think, like 15 or something crazy. And the majority of the people that were entering it was. And I think if you can get them on board with the Twitch viewership model, I might be completely wrong here, but this is my thinking behind it, is that that is probably how to crack into the esports. But I don't think board gaming will ever go down that that route.
They made a really... this comment did make me laugh when I first saw it. I've got to be honest. They concluded by saying, you never know. I used to watch a lot of poker tournaments, and now to me, it's like watching paint dry, yet I'll spend an entire night watching a game of Twilight Imperium with my partner. And I thought, that's a good point, man. It's what you like is what you like, I guess.
Yeah,
and
no, it's
if
true.
If you want to watch it, you'll watch it.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I suppose time will tell, won't it? I suppose if someone starts streaming themselves playing games, we'll see what their view account gets to,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
If it takes off or if it doesn't. Or if someone has already tried it and maybe we've never even heard of it because of that.
Maybe we need to give this live model a go.
I don't know. After all of these Reddit comments, I'm a bit scared to do so, to be honest with you.
I think the esports thing is a no-go. And just getting the general consent. I mean, 30 comments or whatever on Reddit doesn't sum up everyone.
No.
And Reddit isn't the, how would I put it, the statesman for everyone.
But that's a good point.
I do think it would be a hard sell. But I do think there is a live model that could be used going forward. Would you watch it?
What, live streams?
I was going to say whether I would watch it, but would you watch it?
Depends on the game, I guess.
Okay, so favourite game that you could think to watch?
I suppose, again, like you said, if it's a... Is it a big game? Is it a final? Is it something... I need a bit of hype. If you're talking about just watching a random guy play on his own, or are you talking about watching a final or watching a group of people play in a competitive setting? There's a big difference there. Am I just going to watch someone play?
No, I don't think solo mode would work.
It wouldn't, would it?
I think... Okay, I feel like I know your general style of games quite well. So I was going to say TI, but TI already has that to a degree. Be a good one.
Tell you what, if there was like a Gaia Project tournament,
Gaia Project,
a four-player, that would be interesting to watch. And the reason I'd say that is if there are four people that knew how to play well, I would be interested, because that is a game where you can get very good at knowing specific decisions at specific times.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you play, you're thinking, man, what did I miss? But if you've got someone that's like almost like a Twitch streamer player,
yeah,
they're that good at it, then I would be very interested to see how they play it. I remember seeing something where if you've got the digital version of that off Steam, people can post their screenshots of their high scores.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing this guy posted his high score of like 250. And I'm like, that's insane. That's insane. I mean, I get about 180 on a best play. To see someone get 250, I'm like, I want to know how he did that.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know because I don't understand how someone could do it. That, to that end, I would find that interesting to watch. Generally, no, I wouldn't find it interesting to watch.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I think, again, it depends. You're right. I mean, you're always going to lean to whatever game you enjoy the most, but I think it'd have to be a game I really love to be able to sit there. To be honest, I do watch playthroughs, but it's mainly for teaching myself a game. Or if I want to, if I'm thinking about buying something, I'll watch a playthrough. But I don't think I'd actually go out and watch a certain game just for the enjoyment factor of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I think this last person sums it up so well. They put esports, no. Live stream playthroughs, yes. And even then, I don't think it's going to reach the popularity of D&D or Magic the Gathering in the tabletop hobby space.
I think that sums it up perfectly. Yeah.
So it's been a very interesting podcast asking Reddit what you thought on this. We look forward to the next time we put a comment out on Reddit and we get to see what people think. Until then, take care and we'll see you on our next episode.